The American Revolution was much more than a fight for national independence. It was a fight for the birth of a new nation. The American Revolution brought many changes in society that would help shape the people's way of thinking. After the Revolution, society began to look at women in a different way. Right before the war, women started getting involved by participating in boycotting British goods, and during the war, they produced goods for the soldiers, washed and cooked for them, and they did many more things. Women also took control of the house and some businesses when their husbands were away at war. The women liked being accepted, so they started wanting more. After the war, they were not ready to give up their role in society. This was the first time that women started to protest against the male power. Women did not get their rights until later, but this was the spark of the women's rights movement. People also started to question slavery as a result of the Revolutionary War. The North started slowly stepping away from slavery, but it would obviously not be abolished until much later. The main belief of society at this time was equality of all people, but this really only applied to the white men. Politically, there would be more equality because the colonists believed that the government should be formed around this main idea. The most influential result of the American Revolution was the political impact. The political system started off as a monarchy, but after, the revolution transformed it into a republic. The political system is in place today is a product of how the colonists began to form the country. The colonists gained control of their own government and made it a more democratic one. It started out that the states wrote their own constitution with the rights of the people as their main priority, but soon one universal constitution was written and perhaps was the biggest impact of the political system that the colonists created. America started off with the Articles of Confederation, but then replaced it with a constitution. It was put into place so that the rights of the people would always be protected, which was a popular idea and still a major priority of government today. The new society and government led to the start of a new American identity. The people were allowed to have their own religious views and political views. The people were proud to be a part of this country because they had won it in a well-fought war. American nationalism was created because the colonists had broken free from the British and could start expanding their land westward and begin their new lives. The American Revolution was clearly the start of America because if the colonists had not broken free from the British, then there might not have even been a Civil War, World War II, or the Vietnam War. The Revolutionary War was obviously the beginning of the true American society, identity, and politics.